If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on.
Good morning, and welcome to Let's Talk About It, a program about any and all aspects of mental health and wellness, including the tough stuff. You're listening at 95.3 WCHE. My co-hosts and I are public health educators, and we work with people in Chester County, hearing their stories and teaching them about mental health, trauma, and suicide prevention. We know these topics aren't easy to talk about, but we hope to change that. Our goal is to share knowledge and personal experiences, as well as practical information and resources. This program is supported by Chester County Departments of Health and Mental Health and the Chester County Intermediate Unit to inform and educate residents. It's not intended to be mental health advice or treatment. Hi, everyone. I'm Tracy Behringer. I'm the Community Liaison for Outreach and Education with the Chester County Office of Mental Health.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
It's nice to see you today.
You too.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chelsea Melrath. I am the coordinator of the Chester County ACEs, or Adverse Childhood Experiences Coalition, which we're actually going to talk a little bit more about today. And I'm also a contracted trauma specialist with the Chester County Health Department. Really excited about our show today. I think frequently we talk a lot about the mental health and well-being of young people, of children in our community. And we know that being mentally healthy during childhood really means reaching developmental and emotional milestones and also learning healthy social skills and how to cope when there are problems. And mentally healthy children have a positive quality of life, can function well at home, in school, and in their communities. But unfortunately, some kids are really struggling. And again, we've talked a lot about this on our show. Some kids are experiencing a lot of stress between family conflict, abuse, neglect, instability at home, and more. Traumatic experiences in childhood and teenage years may put kids at risk for violence, health problems, mental illness, and substance abuse in adulthood. And these experiences are often known as adverse childhood experiences, or what we call ACEs, and can affect children's mental and physical health for a lifetime, really.
Yeah.
But thankfully, there are programs like ARTS Holding Hands and Hearts, or AHA for short, that are increasing resiliency and creating positive pathways towards productive and fulfilling futures for youth in our community. So today, without further ado, in studio, we have Jan Michener, AHA's founder and executive director, to tell us all about the impact that AHA is having in our community here in Chester County. So thanks for being here today, Jan.
Thank you, Chelsea. I'm so excited to be here to share about AHA.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yes, we're happy to have you.
We are. And AHA is such a unique name. So can you just tell us a little bit more? I know that there's a little bit of meaning behind that. So tell us more about, you know, how you got your name, what it means.
Well, AHA stands for Arts Holding Hands and Hearts. And we believe of how the arts connect us. It helps us to reach out, to hold each other's hands. But art also is what connects us by the heart. And when we're connected by the heart, when we have that aha moment, it causes us to stop, to pause, to see what is there that, you know, it usually brings us awe. What, you know, makes us want to stop and wants to implant it in our memory, that moment. And so that's what we want to do with our programs. We want to create that aha moment of understanding of, you know, we can do this if we link hands together and touch each other's hearts instead of, you know, fighting. Mm-hmm. It's let's hold each other together.
That's so
you know,
great.
Yeah, that's great, Jan. And, you know, before the show, when we were talking briefly, you did such a great job of stating your mission for mm-hmm. the organization. It really does say a lot. Do you mind just saying
I
that
I would
now?
Love to share.
Sure.
Our mission is transforming youth, families, and communities through arts, literacy, and mindfulness for social and racial equity and justice.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to get into all of the different programs and services that you offer. It is a whole lot that you're doing here in the community. So I definitely want to get into that. But first, I want to talk about, you know, I had mentioned that ACEs and trauma are impacting a lot of kids in our community. So how exactly is AHA helping with increasing resilience, helping kids heal from maybe some of those really stressful or traumatic events that they've been through?
I started AHA April 2013. So this will be our 11th anniversary. And I started at the Chester County Youth Center. Now, it's not a youth center like you think of the Melton Youth Center.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is the detention center for boys and girls. And we start incarcerating children at 10 years old. And so this is a detention center for boys and girls 10 to 18 years old. And we started with a trauma-sensitive yoga program back when yoga and resiliency and mindfulness were not buzzwords, you know?
Right, yeah.
And we started with that, and we saw how it was free for the first, you know, 6 weeks to see, will it make a difference? You know, I had done all the training of yoga behind bars, yoga prison project training, and, you know, but it was all, learning, not the actual doing. And
it was
when
the theory behind it.
Was,
right.
Yes,
right.
Exactly, yes. The uh-huh. theory. And I had been a teaching artist in Philadelphia with Philadelphia Young Playwrights and Philadelphia Theater Company when they had closed several of the inner city schools where I was teaching. They had taken away the arts funding for the other inner city schools where I was teaching. And I said, if you do not believe children in poverty deserve an arts education and you're just going to funnel them to the prisons, that's where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we don't go there. And I said, well, I'll have to start my own organization. So that's how AHA got started and how we got started at the Chester County Youth Center. Within 6 weeks, they found that the restrictions were, you know, less, that the youth were sleeping better at night. But also what we noticed is the staff were changing how they were responding also to the youth. And so that's when I said, well, we need to start the writing program because writing heals. When you can share your stories and look at it with a new perspective, then you create agency as well.
Can I back up there,
yeah.
though, for just a minute? Were the staff at the youth center also participating in the yoga?
I got to say, the first 3 weeks, they were talking and chattering and, okay. and walking around and everything. Mm-hmm. And then it shifted with it. You know, we do the total body relaxation at the end. And then during that, you'd see them sitting kind of to the back and kind of taking it in. And then by the third week, I'd bring a mat out because we do it in a circle. You know, a lot at the gyms, it's across where this is how it looks and everything.
Right.
Ours is trauma sensitive. There's no touching, you know, you're not allowed to touch anyway in a detention, but that's part of being trauma sensitive is about, you know, is finding out where they are, what do they need right now. And also being very mindful of there are different positions in yoga that could be very triggering mm-hmm. if you've had different trauma experiences.
Sure, that makes sense.
So knowing what to do and also the language of a lot of times if you go to yoga, it's like demanding, you know, do this, do that. Everything we do is by invitation, giving choice. You know, if you feel safe, you can, you know, close your eyes or just gently soften your gaze. So looking at your language is part of being trauma sensitive and trauma responsive, you know. And so what happened is also many staff are trauma impacted as well.
Sure.
And so but almost by osmosis, when they started seeing how it was the youth responding, the third week I put mats out and said, come join the circle. No, they sat there. Fourth week, a staff came. Fifth week, a couple of staff came. You know, and then I do this tapping work of, you know, is tapping of these acupressure points where we hold our stress. And I got to say, a staff that was had been there for the whole, you know, 11 months or 11 years, the other day she goes, Jan, I've been doing all of the tapping, everything you've taught. I just saw an article and you really do know what you're doing. I go, well, thank you.
Well, yeah, and that's so true. I mean, there's so much science and evidence.
It's exactly.
You know, that proves that these kind of modalities definitely help in the processing and the healing of trauma. So you being able to provide this to a lot of children and even adults in the community has probably made such a huge impact. At least that's what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, that's, you know, during COVID, we also, you know, worked with all of the Head Start classes, you know, because we understand. When I started AHA, we started at the Chester County Youth Center. And then when I found out at that time 40% of the youth were from Coatesville, we got a 21st Century Learning Grant to bring our story time, not the story time yoga, but our trauma-sensitive yoga and our playwriting program to youth at Scott Middle School. But we were also then called into one of the elementary schools because we found out children in kindergarten were being suspended. Mm-hmm. So I realized by middle school, it was too late.
Too late. Yeah.
We really needed to reach the children in preschool to help them, give them the tools, and also the parents, the guardians, the tools of, you know, how to create a more bonding mm-hmm. and of how to, you know, give them the tools to be more calm, because we so often attune to the child, which gets us so, you know, yeah. And how to bring down the levels so everyone can be calm. And so we started a program with all of the, we had 13 Head Start classes in Coatesville, and we started a story time yoga and a dance with me, because as you know, trauma is held in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And if we can move and shake, and stress is when we're stuck. So release it, getting stuck, and music connects us. So we started this program, and Dr. Ellie Brown from Westchester's Early Childhood Literacy Program got a grant to measure the impact of AHA's programs to reduce stress on children impacted by trauma. But sadly, right when we were doing the second year and doing the cortisol study, is COVID happened.
Oh my.
So everything was shut down. And that's where we realized exactly what you said a mm-hmm. moment ago. We needed to reach the organizations that are also treating and working with children and families impacted by trauma. So we started a self-care, well-being, resilience training for organizations and staff so that, again, how can we come together? Because this issue is too big for one organization alone.
Absolutely.
We need to create that basket of love where we're all coming together.
Yeah. And I know, Jan, you and I had worked a few times during COVID with, you know, providing some different training opportunities, talking a lot about compassion fatigue and burnout and how to take care of yourself, especially during that really, really challenging time. So unfortunately, right now, we could talk forever, but unfortunately, we are coming up on a commercial break. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with Chelsea, Tracy, and Jan on 95.3 WCHE. Stay with us and we'll be right back.
If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, a show about any and all aspects of mental health and wellness, including the tough stuff. Tracy and I are here with our amazing guest today, Jan Mishner. Jan is the executive director and founder of Arts Holding Hands and Hearts, or otherwise known as AHA for short. And Jan, before the break, we were talking a lot about how there's so many communities in Chester County, so many young people that are struggling with stress and trauma, ACEs or adverse childhood experiences. And you talked about how AHA was created and really like how you got your start in the Chester County Youth Center, the detention center, with kids, working with kids and yoga and everything that you've done there. And I kind of just wanted to get a little bit back into that. You have expanded your work over the past few years, and you've done a little bit more for those who are involved in the criminal justice system. So, and I also know that you've recognized that there are a few pockets of our community that you're really focused on, Coatesville, Kennett, just
Oxford
being a few.
And Phoenixville. That-
so if you can just talk a little bit more about some of those criminal justice programs that you kind of have for juveniles and for youth who are involved in the criminal justice system.
Well, it's
there's so much.
It's a lot.
It's like, okay, take a breath here. We've won national awards for our programs in the Chester County Youth Center, and we've got three books out around restorative justice that are writings and poetry of youth that are incarcerated. We never ask them, what did they do? We ask, what happened to you?
Yeah.
And then they start sharing their stories, and their stories are so powerful. And so we, the first two books were just their stories and poetry. And I realized we needed to take it into the community and start reaching the youth upstream. Mm-hmm. Before they entered the system. And I knew about the work of the Chester County Futures, which works as an after-school program for youth in the four communities that we serve the most, Coatesville, Kennett, Oxford, and Phoenixville. And so we reached out to them, and we started doing our art program, but also our self-care, resiliency, giving the tools for the toolkit. We believe everyone has a toolkit. They just need more tools to put in and understand what triggers them and where do they feel it in their body so they notice it before they reach the too late zone,
Mm-hmm.
So we worked, we took 50 pieces that were selected from over 1,000 that we also work with Westchester University with students there. And the Chester County Futures created the illustrations for our Justice Restored 3.0. So it's writings from youth that are incarcerated, but then it's illustrations from youth in the communities where these children come from. What we did is then we launched a traveling Justice Restored 3.0 art exhibit, taking the art that was created with the stories and putting it in different locations for a month at a time. The traveling art exhibit now has been traveling around for over a year and a half. It's gone to different libraries. It's gone to different churches. It was just at the Oxford Art Alliance this month. It was at the Coatesville Y. And what it is to start a dialogue in the community around, the children. And when you see the pictures, we have a board, three things. First is, one word, what did you feel when you saw this? And then the second is, what else do you want to say? And then the third is, what next? What action will you take now to stop the mass incarceration of children of poverty and children of color?
Wow.
That is so powerful. I just want to let that sink in for a minute. You took that initial work at the youth at the detention center and then have built so much on that, and now really infiltrating, in the community to get more exposure and hopefully some action from community members.
Well, not only that, is we realize books are powerful, and I'll share more why literacy, but we realize we still weren't reaching enough. And my background is theater and film. And so last year, January of last year, I went to Chester County Creative Club at the Midway Arts Building in Coatesville, and I went to Jason Torres and Lindsay Walton of the Chester County Probation Office, and I said, what if we start a filmmaking club for youth on probation. Because I saw the kids were going right back into the community, but it's a revolving door because they go back to the same situation that allowed them to be there in the first place. Yeah. What if we create more opportunities in the community for them to get the programs they get in the center? Because I have so many kids say, we feel safer in the detention center doing your program than we do back in our community. So I said, we need to change that. We need to make sure their programs are in the community too. It's amazing what these kids, they are working now, and it's the youth that are creating it. They're creating a documentary called Invisible No More. And we will be having a restorative justice open house in June. I'm waiting for the date, but it'll be here in Westchester at the Uptown Theater in June.
Wow.
So bringing people in to see what the youth are creating and to hear these stories.
I just think it's so incredible that you have taken all of these different kind of trauma treatments, right? Like expressive arts, creative arts, you know, all of these different creative kind of things that kids, tangible things that kids and our youth in our communities who are impacted by trauma, they can take these things and make something out of it and kind of make sense as far as, you know, the things that they have been through, the experiences that they've had. It's just got to be so healing for them.
Well,
truly.
I have to say, and I've got goosebumps when I think about, I have a group of girls now in Coastville. We started last summer. It's called Step Up, Step Out, Make a Difference. We call it SUSO for short. And I think we're going to be changing it to Speak Up, Speak Out, Make a Difference, because what these girls are doing is just that. And it's for girls in Coastville from 8th to 12th grade. And it's a self-care, well-being, resilience, and leadership program. It started with a five-week summer think tank. And we now it became a 30-week program that the first 10 weeks was about self-care. The second 10 weeks was about working together as a team and finding what are our gifts, and but also what are the issues we're passionate about that we want to open dialogue in the community. And we're next week will be our 10th week, and we had this soapbox activity, and I brought a soapbox where they stood on it and they spoke out, you know, of all the issues. And we have 4 pages of issues that they want to give voice to the community. And now they're going to narrow it down. And the spring 10 weeks is they're going to narrow it down what issue they most together feel that they no longer can be silent about. Mm. And they're creating an art project. I don't know what it's going to look like yet because they're doing it, but we're bringing in the different people to show them ways to do a radio show, mm-hmm. how to make a video, how to do, you know, a rap and, you know, songs, you know, mm-hmm. and right. how to do a mural. So they will be getting the tools of what are their strengths and how can they come together. And then we're going to have restorative justice in circles in several places in Coatesville. So we want to change the dialogue. Why we started is I was called in and said, Jan, you got to do something. The girls in Coatesville are fighting. And I knew it was true because the number of girls that were being incarcerated. So I said, I want to change that dialogue from girls in Coatesville are fighting to girls in Coatesville are leaders. And I got to say, my SUSO girls are leaders.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic. How many girls are there? How many are involved?
Right now, we have 6. We had 12 for the summer for 5 weeks. Okay. But then we have 6 now. But next year, we are hiring them as our assistants. And we will have 20 next year. And the following year, we want to be in the school. And they will be our teen wellness ambassadors. And I hope to have them 40 by year 3.
Wow.
That's great.
A very great goal, amazing program,
very
everything that you all are
too.
Doing.
You know, it's just you're building and building and building. It's just wonderful
Absolutely.
To hear.
Yeah. And I know, Jan, we only have a few more minutes. And so, again, we could talk about this forever. But I did want to allow you to address the literacy piece of everything that you do.
And we need to get the website in there so
yes.
people know where to find
all
this.
Well, it's www. It's A. double H, that stands for heart, hands and hearts, AHHAH.org. So please come to our website.
AHHAH.org.
And where I really want to share is AHA started when we saw that over 85% of youth that are incarcerated are literate deficient, and over 75% of adults that are incarcerated are illiterate. We needed to make sure that children had books in their hands. So we started in 2015 the PUL, pop-up lending libraries, to those outdoor lending libraries and boxes in, you know, barbershops, books, everywhere.
Sure, I see them all over.
Yeah. And we've collected over 200,000 books and distributed. But we realized once they went in, we had no way of controlling who got it and how they were used. So in 2021, we partnered with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. We started the Greater Coatesville Imagination Library, where every child in Coatesville was eligible to receive a free book every single month in the mail from birth to age 5. In 9 months, we had 630 children enrolled. So then Jessamere Foundation, I love you, Jessamere, said, what if we expanded to all children in Chester County? There are 35,000 children eligible for the program. 2022, December 2022, we expanded to all children in Chester County. In 1 year, we have over 7,500, well, it's over, but in 1 year, we had over 7,500 children enrolled. We have over 78 children out. Now, we went to, but, you know, we want to change the trajectory because prisons look at third grade reading scores to decide not that this is a school district we need to invest money in, but in 10 years, this is the district we're going to put another prison. So we wanted to change that, and we believe the studies have showed the Imagination Library does that. So we went to Senator Comita and Senator Kane, thank you both, I love you both, office, and said, what if we did this statewide? There are 20 states that have the Dolly Parton Imagination Library statewide. We want Pennsylvania not to be number 50, but number 21. They just announced their proposals. It's in the Daily Local today. Go get your paper. Look it up.
Online to the Daily Local.
Go online, Daily Local. Because they, Senator Comita and Senator Kane have just launched the initiative in the Senate. And thank you, Liz Hambridge, the representative, has launched it in the House. Who can argue? I don't want kids to read. You know, is going to bring House, Senate, everyone together. So help us reach it. And so on that, April 24th at the Kennett Library, we're inviting all organizations that serve children and family to come for our Spring Forward Together community resource event, sharing what you do for children and helping. If you have something to enroll children this summer, you know, or next, we're inviting the elementary schools to come enroll children for kindergarten.
Right.
And Senator Comita, Senator Kane, and other elected officials will be there to announce the expansion. And there are some other really wonderful surprises. So if you want to know more about that, go again to www.ahhah.org. And you'll see Spring Forward Together.
Perfect.
And I'm sure there's info at the Kennett Library as well.
Yes, the Kennett Library is our partner co-hosting this. And because this is about, you know, some people said, well, this is in competition with libraries. And I said, there's no competition. The more you can get the love of reading starting young, the more you'll be, yes.
The more the better.
Exactly.
Well, Jan, you are definitely doing a lot in our community. And we want to thank you for being here on the show today. You've definitely, we're able to describe everything that you all do. And it's just, it's amazing.
I don't even think she hit everything.
I don't think she did.
I still think, you know, we did what we could in a half an hour show. So thank
you
so much for being here.
Thank you again. And thank you all for tuning in to Let's Talk About It on 95.3 WCHE and WCHE 1520.com for streaming. If you're lost in a zone,
or you're sinking like a stone. Carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on.